Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
About Urban Meyer and his fingers in a girl's butt.
The Take with Andy Sweeney.
Why does Darren Waller have all them tats? And Oscar Combs is going to join us after the break.
And James Strebel.
My girl cheats on me.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
The pitch to Stanton.
Drug, there goes. Deep left, it is high. It is far. That is gone out of the ballpark. A Stantonian home run. Now, what did I do wrong? What did I see wrong? He's at first base.
Oh, man. Is that Jack Grossman? Are you poking and prodding me there, Jack? Well, is that what you're doing? I like that.
Yeah, I mean, I couldn't help it.
Oh,
it was,
what did
it was
I
just
do
sitting
wrong?
Right there.
Yeah, the ball hit the wall. What did I do wrong? What do you mean, what did you do wrong? Hey, welcome. It's 302. You know what that means. It's The Take. It's Wednesday. It's a hump day. It's ESPN 680 105.7. I'm Andy Sweeney. We got you for the next 3 hours here on ESPN Louisville, ESPN Louisville.com, the ESPN Louisville app. Jack Grossman
Hello,
back at
ladies.
The old station. Our guy, Big Rig James Strebel, will be here in short order. And I don't know about you, Jackie boy. I haven't talked to Big Rig much at all today. I don't know what kind of a mood we're in. I don't know if he's got any hot takes today. I don't know if he's going to be here in the next 10 minutes or 20 minutes. Big Rig's just going to show up today, and we're going to have to see what the big guy's got.
Yeah, I haven't talked to him today much either. He's
all
just
right, well, there. We go.
Yeah, he's a full. He's an enigma today.
That's what he is. So we got a busy show today. I'm excited about today's show. Pat Forty going to join us at 4 o'clock today. It's a Wednesday. You know he'll join us from Sports Illustrated. We'll talk about the weekend that was with the Cards and the Cats. By the way, a fundamental change this weekend, Jackie boy. I used to give, and we'll probably still allow this for the Blitz and Bozich. But we're done mentioning Indiana whenever we have anyone else on. That's it. That's
you weren't really mentioning them much.
Well,
to begin
with. I would at least ask, okay? I would at least get Pat Forty's thoughts on, hey, what do you think is going to happen with Indiana and Ohio State? We're done with that.
Well, they're off this week anyways.
Fair enough. We are absolutely...
Can't lose this weekend.
Can't lose this week. They'll find a way.
Yeah, someone else will get hurt.
Yeah, something will happen. Pat Forty joins us at 4 o'clock, and Justin Jeffries, who stiffed me and my buddy. We're trying to hang out with him at Kroger Field in a little parking lot, a little tailgate action on Saturday for the Florida game, and he was nowhere to be found. So we'll talk with our guy Double J coming up at about 4:45 or so. Liam Cohen said something that I disagree with. I think I disagree with. I want to get to that here in about 12 minutes or so. We have Chris Mack rumors. We have... Now, Kamen, Nebraska, right?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So you're up to speed.
Yeah, and I saw that Twitter.
I'm sure. So we'll get to that. I'm sure at some point. And it's a 3-year anniversary. 1, 2, 3. The 3-year anniversary of an interesting yet memorable event at ESPN Louisville. How does that sound, Jackie boy?
So that
you got the
little
anniversary today.
October of 2018.
You got it.
I don't know. That's peak free fall Bobby Tender.
I guess it was, so, but it has nothing to do with Bobby Petrino.
It has to have something to do with Locke, then.
Okay, all right, yeah, you're getting there. We'll just let you sit back for a minute. It's the 3-year anniversary of that. Before we get to this Kentucky football stuff, just to, as I like to do at the very beginning, give you something a little Louisville and something a little Kentucky, and you normally we go back and forth on who we lead with the biggest story. So I got looking today. When I got into the office today, I already know that Liam Cohen has said it's going to be a magical moment when the offense clicks. And that's just funny because I don't think the UK offense is going to click this season the way he's thinking. But again, we'll get to that here in 10 minutes. But I got thinking. I said to Jack, I go, Jack, what do we do Louisville? Because we've already talked about how Louisville fans, for the most part, are not crushing the team. In fact, they're not crushing the team after the Wake Forest loss. We've talked about that. I mean, we've been talking about the defense struggling. We'll talk with Pat Forty about that. But we've been talking about this for weeks. This is nothing new. This is no revelation. This is no, am I now being a difficult, or am I being hard on the defense? Okay, hard on the D, if you would say. And we've been talking about this for weeks, so we've had those conversations. And yesterday we talked about momentum, going into a bye, and those things. But Jackie boy, I got looking today, if you will, at the rest of the schedule, including Saturday against Virginia. Louisville has Virginia, then they, what, have a bye? Then it's a bye week, then it's home Boston College, then it's at NC State, it's home Clemson, it's home Syracuse, at Duke, and home for the final game of the year against Kentucky. And so what I did, and we know right now the spread for Saturday is, unless this has changed, Jack, it's -2.5. Louisville is favored by 2.5 on Saturday, okay? And so you take that into account. Louisville is the favored team, and Louisville fans, and we've talked about this, and we can talk about this some more. They have a big confidence in winning the game on Saturday. So I looked at the rest of the schedule, okay, and I did make some assumptions. We'll get to Boston. Boston College is a pick'em game. We'll get to that in a second. NC State, and again, these are the Sagarin numbers. I'm going to give you these numbers for a reason. These are the Sagarin numbers, and they will obviously change if Louisville were to win or, of course, lose on Saturday, and the teams are going to face win or lose on Saturday. Right now, Louisville would be a 9-point road dog at NC State. Right now, Clemson, Louisville would be about an 8-point dog at home to Clemson. Right now, Louisville would be a 7.5-point favorite against Syracuse. They'd be a 4.5-point favorite against Duke. And right now, they're about a 5.5-point dog against Kentucky at the end of the year. Let me get to the Kentucky game in a second. Put that game aside. If I just made up, because we believe as, I mean, this Louisville defense is not going to be a defense that's going to hold all of these teams. We understand that. They're sub 100. The injuries are mounting up. It is that time of the year. And Louisville very much, much like Kentucky, Kentucky has reverted back to, hey, we're going to have to win kind of the way the Mark Stoops wants to play. We're going to throw it a little bit more, but that's how we're going to win. And Louisville is falling into the, hey, we're going to have to win games and we're going to have to score 30-plus points, mid-30s, high-30s to win some of these games. We saw that against Wake Forest. Again, I could be wrong on this. But if you say Louisville's losing NC State where they're a 9-point dog, they're losing Clemson where they're an 8-point dog, they're beating Syracuse and they're beating Duke, okay? If I give you those right there, where they are. In fact, I could even throw in, let's assume you lose to Kentucky. You're looking at 5-5 on the year. And Jack, I might be wrong here. You guys may disagree. But because the Boston College game is a pick'em and they're at their backup quarterback, and they've been fine, and you got Virginia on Saturday, where, again, we did the little exercise Saturday where there's, what was there, like 10 major stats that Covers.com had, and seven of the 10 went to Virginia. Obviously, the spread isn't the spread.
I think it was 7 total and 5 of them went to Virginia.
Yeah, maybe it's 5 of 7, something like that. It was a high percentage. And I bring it up because These are, like, I've been getting on Strebel that if you want to have a special season, you beat a team like LSU, because I don't have the respect that LSU is going to be anything this year. I just think they're going to lose a bunch of games, and they're not going to be a bowl game. I'm not saying that Boston College and Virginia are not bowl teams, but these are truly 50-50 games. And we talked about 2 years ago, Scott Satterfield was able to excel in that, and that's why you have a better record. And last year, that was not the case. And at some point, the law of averages have to work out. And you see, this year, there's been some close games. I mean, Florida State, I guess, was a close game. Obviously, Wake Forest was. So if you want to use that, there you go. They're 1-1. Hey, UCF, so they'd be 2-1. Yeah, I mean, you're looking at a similar thing. Virginia and Boston College are home games where they're 50-50 games. These are the two games that are going to set up your season besides Kentucky. You win these two games, you're 7-5, you're in a bowl game, and you're looking at being able to be an 8-win team, and we know that absolutely, especially with your quarterback coming back and all the and the young weapons you have, you know that Louisville's going to be able to sell that, even if he lost to Kentucky, and I do think he kind of need to win a bowl game to create that momentum. But I got looking at it today. Again, Louisville could beat NC State. Say they beat Clemson. Kentucky at the end of the year, it's not crazy to think in a 5-point game. I mean, hell, Kentucky was a 7-point dog and they went outright on Saturday. So to think something could happen in a 7-8-point game, of course I'm not giving ultimate respect that Louisville can't go in and beat NC State, but I'm saying if you're going to play it out that there's going to be up and downs, then Saturday against Virginia and coming up then in a couple weeks against Boston College, that is going to be the difference, I think, specifically those two games on how Louisville fans feel about their season. If you beat Kentucky, if you beat Syracuse, if you pound NC State on the road, and they end up being respected at the end of the year, although I'm not sure that's going to be the case, we can have that conversation. But taking care of business against teams you feel like you're even ground with right now, Scott Satterfield has done a good job. I mean, he's done a good job this year, has he not? I mean, Ole Miss blew him out. Ole Miss is better. Ole Miss is way better than Louisville, especially at the beginning of the year when they have many more established things. They're just a better team than Louisville. But Central Florida, we talked about how that needed to be a close game. Boom, Louisville beat Central Florida. At the time, well, they're way better than Florida State. Florida State was, what, 0-3 at the time or whatever it was, Jack? They were 0-3 at the time. Who did they beat on Saturday? I can't remember. Syracuse. I think I've asked that every day. I think I'm 3-for-3 in asking that. Do you agree with that? These games, okay, Kentucky obviously matters. I'm not throwing away the other games. But there's going to be losses, right? And we know they're going to beat Duke and Syracuse, right?
Right.
So I'm just saying, I know that you're going to lose a couple of these games, and I know you're going to win a couple of these games. And obviously right now I would have Kentucky winning that game. But again, we've got a lot of football to play. But when you start talking about being a 7-5 and turn that into an 8-win season, anything less than that, or, you know, it doesn't have to be, for me, again, my standards for Louisville football are not very high. Doesn't mean they have to win a bowl game. I would love to say that. Bowl games are weird. We'll see what happens. But these types of 50-50 games, you lose to Virginia and you lose to Boston College, I start to really wonder what kind of season we might end up seeing. That's how big these two games are.
Yeah, because, you know, you lose both of those games, it's going to be hard for Louisville to make a bowl game. I mean, you lose both of them, and then, you know, you beat Syracuse, Boston College, or not Boston College, Syracuse and Duke, then you have to win one of NC State, Kentucky, or Clemson to make a bowl game.
Yeah, I think they need to win both of these games. Yeah. I mean, I don't think there's any sort of split.
I think bare minimum, you need to win one, and But yes, it would, for it to be, you know, a really, really good season, you do need to win both of them.
Louisville's like 62 right now in the SAGR. That's what they are right now. No. I mean, it's just kind of it's one of those seasons where they are right now isn't great, but none of us know what to do with it. And they've had some moments where they've won won some games as
so
well.
So I do have a question.
Which makes it odd.
I do have a question for you just on Louisville and how we're evaluating Louisville. There's been so much talked about the defense and its struggles. And the counter argument from a lot of Louisville fans has been, well, they're playing really good offenses. I think we haven't really thought about on the other way around. Someone pointed this out to me on Twitter that the best defense Louisville's faced this year was UCF, who's ranked 69th defensively. Nice. Is it a case that we might be undervaluing Louisville's defense and overvaluing Louisville's offense? No?
No.
No?
No.
All right.
No. No. I don't think so. Especially with the injuries now, I don't think so. Yeah. No, I mean, they had a chance to prove that against Wake Forest, and they didn't do it. Right?
Right.
They had a chance to prove that on the second half against Florida State, and they nearly gave it up to a terrible team. No, I don't think so. I think what we have seen, they haven't played anyone good. The defense hasn't played anyone good other than Ole Miss. Right? I mean, come on, that UCF, that team was okay, right? They're right. But Dylan Gabriel's not an NFL player, right? They're an AAC team. No, I don't want to hear.
He's not on the same level like Matt Corral.
No. He's not even we're close. He's not on the same level as Malik Cunningham, if you ask me. So that's on that side. On the Kentucky side, 437-9680. We'll get to your text here in just a second. On the Kentucky side, Liam Cohen yesterday getting ready for LSU has made this statement, and Mark Stoops has made similar statements about how it's a matter of time before the offense simply clicks. Go ahead, Jackie boy.
After five games, you evaluate where you're at and where you're going. And I couldn't be more happy and proud of the way that these guys have played. And it's going to click. I keep telling you, it's going to click. It's clicked in times. You've shown flashes in multiple different games, different situations, whether it be red zone, third down. We've been very good, and we've also haven't been very good. And when it does click, it's going to be special. And just stay the course, it's going to click. And when you're 5-0, it is tough, but it's actually better for us because we're not sitting there 5-0 like we're just all good. We're sitting there 5-0 hungry to get it right.
Okay, so the last part of that I find to be interesting. Hey, undefeated, we're undefeated, but we're not content. We know the offense right now isn't where it needs to be. Fine, great. That's going to make the Kentucky fan feel better. But I don't know. I mean, listen, this is not me just coming up with something negative here. Kentucky's been praised 5-0. They've been praised nationally. Their bleep's been kissed locally. I don't buy that. I mean, you're saying, can that happen in the next couple weeks? I don't know. Like, the offense didn't work against Florida, and we love our guy James Strebel, but it's like, wow, the Florida defense is pretty good. Like, is it supposed to work against Mississippi State because we know Mike Leach cannot put a good defense
does
on the field?
Does not recruit defense,
consistently?
Does not play defense,
yeah,
does not know
I mean,
what defense is.
Is it going to be against Louisville at the end of the year? Like, I don't know. Is it going to be because you get...
I don't know. Eddie Grant always played well against Louisville.
Well, is it going to be because you get Vanderbilt? Like, I don't know. But are we expecting the offense to be... I mean, to click this weekend? No. Are you expecting the offense to click against Georgia? Like, I'm not expecting them to throw for 100 yards against Georgia. I mean, we're going to have to do over-unders that week. So, I mean, the offense clicking to the point to where they need, like, right now, could the offense win them a shootout-type game right now?
No.
I don't know if it could.
I think everything we've seen would tell you no.
But if it could, it would be against an opponent you really wouldn't respect, right?
It would be against an opponent where you'd say, what the heck is the defense doing letting this game into a shootout?
Yeah, I mean, and Liam Cohen again yesterday alluded to recruiting playmakers, and they have been very forceful. This is the push coming from Kentucky is, hey, we got Wandell. Look what we can do with Wandell. You know we're going to be able to run the football. So, you know, if you're a big bruising back and you're an offensive lineman, we're not a bad place to go. We're a pretty good place to go. But now we have this Wandell Robinson guy and see how we can use him. You can be special just like him. And they're openly saying that. We have another clip we'll play later on, but Liam Cohen is talking about how guys just aren't in the right spots much, not much of the time, but part of the time. And that's why no one else on this team has any stats other than Wandell Robinson. Uh-oh, Big Sexy's here. Look at him. He's looking good today. Yes.
Got cigarette burn on your pants, it looks like. Uh-oh, those are the un-iron pants. They make an appearance again.
No, not
Jackie
the,
boy.
No, those ones were navy blue. These are black. Yeah. They're not as bad.
I don't see color.
I know you don't.
This show doesn't see color.
Yeah, I know that.
I don't know if Jack's a white man. Is he white?
He's a man.
I don't know.
That's all we know.
All I know that he's a man.
That's all we know about Jack.
Right? That's all I know.
I don't know if he's a big man or a small man or a white man or a black man or he's a man. That's all he is.
Thanks, Dribble.
You're welcome.
So there you go. There's my little open.
Yeah,
there you go.
The offense isn't going to click.
And these are must wins for Louisville.
It is what the offense. This is my approach on the offense. I'll be happy whenever they connect on big plays, but I don't expect it. I expect run the football and try to use Wandell Robinson as much as possible. I mean, I'm with you. I don't think Liam Cohen just like one day like they're going to go out against LSU and like score 40. Like, I'm not expecting that. I'm expecting the score to be, like, 20.
You didn't do your hair today.
I did, but.
What happened to you today?
I was outside for a little while.
Why? Was it raining?
We were at recess, and it rained. It started raining
you
on us.
You recessed in the rain?
No, we went in.
Did the kids go outside?
No, we were outside, and then once it started raining, we went in, but I got a little wet, and
there
my hair
go.
Got a little wet, so that's why it is the way it is. But, no, I agree. And I'm glad you said it about these two games with Louisville. Because you're exactly right. There can't be what was last Saturday, which was we lost, but we saw some good things.
They got to win these next two games.
I'm 100% with you.
They got to win these next two games. You got to take care of Virginia, feel good, go into a bye, get a win off the bye.
Right.
And who knows in 3 weeks where NC State's going to be.
Yeah.
No one respects NC State. Who knows where Clemson's going to be.
Right.
But you got to take care of business.
Right. At home.
And you got to take care of business at home and in these games to where your program's got to be better than Virginia and it's got to be better than Boston College.
That is the growth that Louisville needs,
and that's what Kentucky has done this year. They've taken care of business to where they can set themselves up, and now it's a must-win even more. I tell you, on Monday I was so right, Jack. You know, it happens quite a bit around here, how right I am.
Yeah.
But my God, I said it was a must-win. You fought me. You bent the knee yesterday, and the LSU's team doesn't want to play.
They really don't. Stingley's out for sure. He had surgery.
Their main corner's done.
Yeah.
They have an offensive lineman. Done. They have a couple defenders done.
Their main wide receiver
wasn't at the open part of practice. Who knows if he wants to play? I mean, LSU just has a bunch of guys that probably are going to make the NFL, but none of them want to play.
For Ed Orgeron.
None of them want to play.
When I heard Ed Orgeron say, "We've had two great days of practice,"
uh-oh.
I was like, "Uh oh."
Where'd you hear that?
Did Matt play some of that sound today? No, a little. You know, a little message board material. I started to get on that message board more often.
House of Blue. Did you see Ty Spalding get people riled up?
I did not. You were alluding to this.
You haven't seen this?
I held off because you said you'll read it to me on air.
Jack, what's... Oh, that's right.
Yeah,
Jack,
you said,
don't read it.
I'm going to read it to you on air.
That was like 45 minutes ago.
Right.
Sorry.
A lot's happened since then. Like that hat. Is that a new hat?
No, it's a horse racing happy hour, isn't it? Is that what it's
saying? Wow, it's got a little stogie. It's got a horseshoe.
Yeah.
It's got a little bourbon.
It's Louis Rabot. Who are the three people?
Mike Gandolfo,
right?
Louis Rabot, Megan Devine.
She got married.
I saw that on Instagram. She got hitched. Congratulations to the happy couple.
I'm just assuming they're happy.
Yeah, they look happy.
Didn't we crush Megan Devine's husband?
I don't remember that.
For proposing on Derby.
Yeah, we did.
One of her big work days of the year.
Yes, I think we did. Yes, absolutely. Because, yeah, she's super busy. She's on the radio and TV and everything else. Here, honey, let me interrupt your job and propose to you. Yeah, we did. I remember that now.
Texas says, Round Daddy only is late after something bad happens to Kentucky. I wonder what's about to come out.
Nothing. I haven't heard anything bad happening to Kentucky. LSU, that's a different story, but not to Kentucky.
What's Cats Illustrated saying today? Anything?
There's a lot of Ed Orgeron. A lot of LSU's team is kind of... falling apart.
Are they?
Yes.
Any Adembona? Anything?
No Adembona today.
Nothing.
No, that died down after
sure
Monday.
Wait until he visits UCLA and see how much it dies down.
Then it's going to ramp up even more.
Texas says, does UK score a point against Georgia?
If they didn't, it would not shock me. They might not. I mean, hell, who did they play last week?
Arkansas did not score.
They didn't score. I mean, who scored against Georgia? I think, like, what, one team, maybe?
Clemson had a field goal.
They've given up
one offensive touchdown all
year. Yeah, then it was to South Carolina at, like, the very end of the game.
Yeah.
Yes, that's it. Yeah, so no, if they don't score against Georgia, I will not be shocked.
Texas says, talk about Chris Mack rumors.
There's Chris Mack rumors?
I love this.
I can't wait. I have no idea.
My God, we gotta tease this. And we have an up. Are you? See, I love this. I love when Strible doesn't, because he's been working all day.
Yeah, I haven't seen much of anything.
Yeah, this broke last night though.
That, good point. He went to bed at 9 o'clock.
I was in bed at What were we watching?
Squid Game.
No, we didn't watch. I was not happy with my wife last night.
Oh.
Nice. Because, what happened?
Well, we watched the first episode of Squid Game together.
Right.
And I had assumed that we were going to continue watching it together.
You got to watch a couple at a time at least, right? Well, you got to knock out a couple there, right?
I watched one, then I had to go to bed.
Right, bedtime.
And then so yesterday, we're sitting in the kitchen just kind of talking back and forth. And I was like, you want to watch a little Squid Game tonight? And she's like, well... I was like, oh, no, you didn't, did you?
Oh, no.
She's like, I went ahead and watched two episodes after you went to bed. And I was like, honey.
Just like my wife.
I was like, honey, why? So now she's working tonight. So now I got to catch up.
So it's a great night for you.
Yeah, so I'm going to go, I'm going to catch up, watch a couple episodes of Squid Game. She said it's great. She's like, it gets even crazier.
Texas says, did Round Daddy get a screenshot of Fred Cowgill's tweet before he deleted it?
Yes. I did.
Texas says Josh Ali's out for Kentucky. Well, they'll miss his two catches for 27 yards.
You know what we won't miss? Two fumbles. We won't miss his fumble.
Yeah, you're not afraid to crush Josh Ali when he's out.
I'm sorry. I crushed him when he fumbled too. I crushed him when he fumbled twice when no one touched him.
You would not have made that joke if he was playing.
Jack, you know what I want you to do? I want you to Dan Dockett sack up for a second.
I want
you to sack up.
Oh.
Okay. And at some point today, I'm going to give you 30 seconds to crush these Indiana kids that are all entering the transfer portal now. Indiana football is falling apart.
Whoa, they've the wheel's coming off.
They've had like three.
And they dropped. All right, we're going to take a break here on the Take ESPN 680.
Now,
it's falling apart.
Yes.
He's rushing.
Tom Allen's that football guy.
You guys have no clue that you all dropped for like 10 seconds there, did you?
Oh, we had no idea.
I was about 2 seconds away from throwing the break.
There we go. We're making fun of you.
Yeah, we were.
So
yeah.
What did you last hear? Any idea?
Indiana football transfer portal.
The team's quitting? Yeah, that's all it was.
Tim Allen's running back.
Texas says, how cringy is it that Strible goes outside to play recess games with the kids after sitting at their lunch table as well?
No, I just sit there.
You play dodgeball?
No, I don't do anything. I just sit there and monitor things. That's all.
You don't
I do.
Play dodgeball?
No, I don't.
Okay.
There was a time when I was younger that I used to go out and we'd toss a little pigskin or play a little kickball, a little wiffle ball. Those days are done.
You used to play some pigskin with the kids.
I did, yeah.
How about that?
Yeah, on Fridays. Yeah, I used to. But no, I don't. They do their thing and I just sit and, you know, hang out.
Texas says she got back at Strible for the birthday diss. Texter McCall out for UK is big.
We knew that.
Yes. Yes.
We knew that Monday.
Yes. It is. It's a big deal.
There's no doubt. Yeah.
And we talked about that for 2.5 days. I'm just mentioning the new news today where LSU, it was announced, it could be without several guys.
Yes.
And none of their players want to play. Let's take a break. 437-9680.
These Louisville fans. And the call's out, too. Like, we had two dudes that filled in just fine. Did you see that defensive line against Florida? Did you see it, Louisville fans? Yeah, McCall didn't play over half the game. And Justin Rogers and your boy Oxendine leveled people. So, yeah, keep hoping that team's going to stink because it ain't happening.
You'll love this. I got a little mini surprise for you. And Jack, it's going to make your job for the mixtape even easier. We'll get to that at some point. We'll do that next. And, I mean, I guess we'll read the Mac rumors to Strible just to get him fired up.
Yes.
So we'll do that. We got you to 6 o'clock. It's The Take. It's Wednesday on ESPN 680.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Time now for The Take with Andy Sweeney.
He's not happy, Jack. He's unhappy.
Yeah.
And James Strebel.
He's sitting next to a picture of a penis, and he's not happy. That's where you are.
I keep looking over there.
Of course you do.
Sticking right out.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Baseball playoffs are back. We got them tonight. The damn Cardinals and the Dodgers. Let's go Dodgers.
Let's
I don't
go.
Know why I'm rooting for the
Dodgers.
I didn't
get to show you my Dodgers shirt I'm wearing today.
Oh, you're wearing a Dodgers shirt?
Yeah.
Wait. Well, I saw you today.
Yeah, but I was wearing a
pullover
over because it was like 60 degrees in the office today.
Nice. Well, I figured you like that. You're a big guy. You like a meat locker.
Yeah.
Guys that look like Greer and Peter that don't.
I feel fully comfortable and great in my pullover right now.
Okay.
Like, it's perfect. Just... I know. I meant to show you that I was wearing a Dodgers shirt, but then
I forgot. It's too bad. It's okay.
Send that to Mitch.
Yes.
It's okay. Trust me. It's okay.
It looks exactly how you would imagine it.
Yes. It's a Dodgers shirt.
Yes.
So.
Faded blue.
Great. Yeah. It's faded and musty.
Yeah.
The musty
wardrobe. It is a musty shirt.
That's what I figured. 437-9680 is the UPS jobs text line. A bunch of those. I want to get to some of those here in just a second. Here is my mini surprise for you.
Oh, yeah.
You ready for this?
Yeah, I'm ready. I got to set the beer down. So
all right. You ready for this?
Yeah. Sit up in my chair.
Saturday.
Yes.
At noon.
Yeah.
Is the return of the Louisville pre-game show.
Yes! Yes!
Live from the alley.
Yes!
Oh, boy.
With your host, Mark Blankenbaker.
So 3 hours before the game?
One hour
before Jaggers goes on.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but we get the alley's back?
The alley's back.
Man, Andy,
I am here to tell you that the alley's back. And here's what I told Blank.
What'd you tell
him? I go, I thought that would die. I just didn't say anything. I go, I think Louisville fans know of the alley. Like, I think they know.
Right.
But
they can never know enough, though.
Yeah. It's a great point. I did tell him, I'm like, well, it does help us for the mixtape.
It does, absolutely. Yeah. And you know what?
It really does help us for content. Content that we don't need.
Yeah.
An extra hour
but
live from the alley, but a content that we'll have nonetheless. I go, what, you really want to?
He does.
He's
in love with it.
Yeah, he is.
I'm in love that he's in love with it. So
we're all in love.
This sets up
you
my
fall
Saturday.
In love very easy.
I do. This sets up my Saturday in a perfect way. So the kids are going to spend the night at my parents' house Saturday because the Kentucky game's on at 7:30. My wife has to work. So I was like, you know, hey, do you just want to stay the night at Nana and Papa's with my dad?
Okay.
Papa Strebel will be there. So
Kellen and your grandfather are going to be watching the Kentucky game or your father?
His grandfather. Oh, yeah.
Watching the Kentucky game?
He called Kellen last night.
Nice.
He's like, any snacks you want.
Nice.
And I'm picking them up. We're going to have football snacks.
Football snacks.
And we're going to watch a football game.
Oh, man. I think I would go like pizza rolls there.
Oh, yeah.
Pizza bagels of some kind.
Some nachos.
Maybe a little queso of some kind.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's what you got to go with. Okay, so your dad's going to be crushing
heaters and Bud Lights.
Bud Light.
Yeah, just have a good night.
Nice.
And so I'm going to drop them off a little early so I can start my party with the alley at noon. So I was like, Mom, they're going to be there about 11 a.m. I got to make it home in time so I can pop on the alley with Mark Blankenbaker. So I'm so happy. Andy, I can't wait. I love this.
Texas says, does Strebel say he used to play kickball with students?
Yeah.
Texas says, I love how Strebel thinks every texter that disagrees with him is definitely a Louisville fan. It is a great point, yeah.
Because most of them are.
Texas says, I bet Patrick Ice is really pissed that Blank is trying to upstage him yet again. I think Blank just is promoting the alley for U of L.
He's not trying to do anything.
No, that's all that it is. It has nothing to do with Pat. It has to do
I don't think Pat likes it, though.
No, Pat does not like it, but it's just promoting the it's just for him to promote the alley.
And go there and be like, hey.
And be the big shot at the alley.
Exactly.
That's all that it is.
Oh, people, I mean, remember last time people were coming up to me and trying to get me to sign stuff.
Who do you think's going to be there? They got to match you.
Are they bringing back the Crashers?
Well, UK had Waka Flocka.
Yeah.
Right?
Maybe they can get, let me try to think of a Louisville-based music
group. Well, we got,
have you seen Days of the News.
Have you seen Jack Harlow? Oh, he's not ready. Jack, we'll have to get to that.
What? No. What do you
We got surprises for you.
Oh, more surprises.
We're not done.
Okay. All
we'll
right.
We'll get to that. That may be a 5 o'clock hour thing.
Okay. Jack Harlow. Okay.
Jack Harlow has spoken.
He has spoken.
What? On a man that you love.
Oh, really? A man that I love?
About a man that you love.
The cow? Oh, no. Oh, no, no, don't like John Calipari. No, Jack, stay away. Stay away. He already loves Tyler Hero. Stay away.
Texas says Strebel's dad going to give Kellen a little sip.
I don't know. Probably not, but it could
Texas
happen.
Says while Strebel's dad's hanging out with Kellen, I'm assuming the twins will be locked in a basement with their coloring books.
No, they're not going to be locked up. They'll probably be hanging out with my mom doing something. That's probably what they're going to be doing.
Well, have them watch some football. I don't like
they
that.
They don't want to.
I don't like
they
that.
They can't. They
gotta
want
make
to.
Them.
I don't want to make them. I mean, I never had to make Kellen watch football. He just organically started watching it. So when Ellie and Wyatt – they decided to start organically
Who's that?
Watching
sports. Oh, those
sport.
Are the twins.
Yeah.
Okay,
when they,
yeah.
When they start watching sports, then they can join me.
Texas says, Blank is trying to sell the alley like it's KSR bar.
Oh! I like that.
I do like that.
Then you can have the blanket maker mini corn dogs.
Texas says, are the twins going to Grandma and Grandpa's too, or is Strebel just leaving them home to fend for themselves?
No, they're going over there too. I said the kids. I'm taking the kids over there.
Texas says, Patty Ice and Blank have the exact same shtick. Oh, I don't think
I don't
that's,
think
true,
that's
at
true at all.
I don't
oh,
think that's
no,
true
that's
at all.
No, that's not true at all.
I will give, I mean, when you
no,
listen.
No, they're quite opposite of each other, actually.
They are, because when you, like, Blanket Baker just
Pat
goes on.
Pat likes NASCAR. Blank's bougie.
Yes. And if you listen to them on the radio, like, when Blank goes to the alley to do the pre-game show, it's just, we're at the alley. This is the place where Louisville fans go.
Pat like, scripts
like,
out a 10-minute intro.
Exactly. Yeah. He has like a prepared script that he reads off of very different people on the radio and people off the radio. I like Pat's scripts, by the way.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. Okay, so let me throw this out there. You ready for this?
I'm ready, yes.
Are you ready for this?
Is this the Mac rumor
yeah,
stuff?
Today
okay.
is just, today is full of surprises,
yeah.
and I love this.
Yeah, I do too.
Okay?
Okay.
So Ty Spaulding, who will be on, I would imagine, Jack, or will you be setting that up, or do I need to? Jack's off the next couple
I will
days.
Set yes. that up.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm going to set
imagine,
that up tonight.
I would imagine Ty would be our U of L guy.
Yes.
Okay, I would
right.
imagine that's the case.
He does
and so we'll
job.
Ask him about this tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. And so on the U of L Rivals board,
all right.
it became a discussion of a rumor that's out there. Now, I have to be clear. I'm not sources guy.
Right.
Okay? So I'm just sitting back with all of this.
Right.
Okay?
So
I have
watching.
No idea what's going to happen.
Okay.
I'll tell you when I do. Okay?
Okay.
Just rumors that... The unhappiness, the rumors that have picked up that Mac won't be here past this year, and maybe he doesn't come back after the suspension even.
Oh, really?
Oh, there, I mean.
Whoa.
Listen.
Whoa.
Listen, Louisville
Hold
fans.
On a second.
Listen, you're not even ready for this. Louisville fans are all in on conspiracy theories, okay?
I like that.
How about this one? How about this one? Shannon Russell's quitting the Courier-Journal. You saw that.
I saw that. No.
She's friends with the Max.
Oh, wow. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Hold on a second.
You like that?
This is like connecting some dots.
Yeah.
I like that.
Of course you like
I'm
this.
I'm connecting some dots here. So Shannon Russell, who always gets like the first or second question in, you know, on Max Press.
But doesn't ever get the story.
But
every, right.
Yeah, but
knows them personally and never has got one story.
Right. So she's just leaving. She's not being fired. They're not like cutting like people
no.
lose for money. She's just leaving.
I don't think the newspaper business can cut more people.
I
think they're at the bare bones.
Right. So she's leaving, and there's rumors that Mac is not happy.
There's rumors Ty, right? Yeah, it's all a mess. That there's drama.
Oh, man.
So Ty put up the following. Okay. This was on the board, and this has made its way all around the internet.
Oh,
it's the reason I bring it up. Diener talked about it today.
That's crazy. Okay, this is a conspiracy guy.
I wasn't honestly going to bring this up.
Right?
I'm sure Mangus brings it up at some point today.
Sure.
I don't know what Mangus is going to do on a Wednesday. How am I supposed to know?
A lot of football.
Yes.
A lot of football.
He says, I was holding off taking this to the boards, but since it's out there.
Oh, jeez.
I've talked to numerous people over the course of the day, and Chris Mack may not be the coach at Louisville at the end of the year. There are even rumblings out there that Chris Mack may not come back after the suspension. There are legs to this, and a falling out may happen sooner rather than later.
Oh, my gosh. Or is Mack doing this?
Now, Vince Tyree did give a statement to Ty.
Yes, he did. Vince Tyree gave a statement for a message board rumor.
Says, Chris is our guy. I realize the situation with level 2 charges could create doubt for fans, but not me. He will be our coach this year and well beyond. He's committed to the Ville, and we're committed to him. I think Maben said that Max said something similar to him today, and so that's a little Louisville drama.
That's a lot of Louisville drama.
Ennis is very much against this, and we're just sitting here.
Yeah.
This is why we're in a great spot right now.
We are in a great spot. Absolutely.
I never know what to do with these sorts of things.
Well, it's because you don't know where the origin of that is. Like, all we know is Ty Spall. I mean, it struck a nerve in some way, shape, or form with Vince Tyree. How many athletic directors, Andy, go out and have to make a statement about a message board post? Don't you find that a little odd? I mean, there's all kinds of crap on message boards in every program. How many times do you hear about an AD who, you know, doesn't give a bleep about message boards 99.9% of the time, and Vince had to jump out there? There's discontent. There's discord. There's discontent. There's discord.
I'm glad you just got to it. Thank you for just getting to it.
No, just the fact that Vince Tyree's putting out fires. He's got to put there. Stop it. Rivals, message board, stop. Max the guy. We love him. He's great. He's going to be here forever. No. There's something to that. I don't know what the source is, but there has got to be something for, like you said, legs to it. If Tyree is just, and that's not even, that's like a paywall for him, right?
Yes.
So he had to, I mean, this isn't even like on the internet, like where anybody could get it. He had to come out and speak on a paywall forum. That should tell you something right there. That should tell you something right there.
I wish you could see his face right now.
Oh, my gosh.
He's got to be smiling.
Max, like, I don't need this 6-game suspension. Who do you think you are?
Max the coach this year.
He's the coach this year.
And by the way, Jack, get ready for this. We need to start remembering this and marking this. Every time you hear when it's a Chris Mack conversation, it's this. Cherish this season. You don't know what's next. Jack, cherish the year.
Unless it's like
you hear
year.
Me? What's the kid's name? Noah Young? What's his name?
Noah Peterson.
No, not Noah. Noah Locke.
Oh, no.
I knew it wasn't Noah Young. Who's Noah Young?
I don't know who Noah Young is. I hear the name Noah. Goodness. I think of either an arc or
You may need to hear this, but write this down, Jack. At 3:35, I am being told that Ennis had a haymaker. We need this for the mixtape, and maybe at some point. This would have been 10 to 13 minutes ago, and I was told that Blank had a haymaker as well. That's what I'm being told.
God, do we even know what the topic is? Is it Mac?
Well, for Blank, I think it was sourcing, how to report a story.
Oh. He should know.
Thank you, Captain Subtlety. Again, thank you. Just let it sit.
I know.
Just let it sit.
Of all the things I've learned in radio these past however many years I've been on, subtlety is something that I haven't learned yet.
Texas says Mangus called out Ty Spalding.
Oh, man. He's going to be on the show tomorrow, too. That's great. He's going to be on here exclusively. Yes.
Exclusively.
I love it. At 4:02 p.m. for the Blitz.
Everybody tune in for Ty Spalding tomorrow. We'll have Max updates.
Texas says, Strebel is the epitome of the fancy like Applebee's on a date night song.
I don't even like that song.
Texas says, is the alley the old tailgaters? No, it's not.
Oh,
it's,
man.
That's oh, man. You don't
that
even.
Tailgaters, man. Ooh. There are some nights there. I'll tell you that much.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Why did you go there?
Well, because it was I was 22 years old, and it was a bar.
What, the one behind the run by the stadium
yeah,
you
right
went to randomly?
Oh,
really?
Yeah. I used to go there a lot, actually.
Really?
Yeah, because I had a bunch of friends that went to U of L, and so they would, like, go meet their frat friends there and stuff, and I'd go along with them.
I got four stories from there when I was working with Renshaw.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Renshaw.
I love that guy.
Renshaw got blasted there on just straight vodka. And he did a draft on the air against he did a fantasy football draft on the air where he was just like doing sports radio, but they would tell what was like and also moderate this draft, and he did very well.
Okay, while downing vodka.
Yeah,
yeah.
And he started asking the waitress about her underwear.
Oh no!
And then it went there. That's a story.
Okay.
Number two, I was there. I was at Tailgaters when the Steve Cragthorpe, when they were like Louisville with Brian Brown, they're like 40-point favorites over Syracuse.
Oh, remember yeah, I remember that game. They got beat.
I was at, it was
at
chaos.
Home. Yeah,
okay?
I remember that game.
The Sims son that went to U of L for a little while. He used
not
to be
Chris,
he used,
but
no,
the
he
other
used
one,
to be
yeah.
there. Matt maybe. He used to be there all the time.
Yeah.
With like his girlfriend, like oddly on like a Sunday afternoon or something.
I used to see him.
And me and my buddies were there.
Yeah.
The night that the smoking ordinance went into effect in Louisville.
Oh yeah.
Remember at midnight you could smoke, and then at midnight it was done.
You had to go outside.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
And when I worked back in the day with Dugan and all those guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, Renshaw was there and everything else. We had a tab there, and I don't know how many rounds of what's that stupid Red Bull Jaeger bomb?
Oh, Jaeger bombs! Yeah, Red Bull and Jaeger. Yes,
so
nice.
Those are cool. How many Jaeger bombs? I mean, I ordered. Oh, and what's the one with Kahlua?
White Russian. Yeah, Kahlua.
I don't
milk
know how many.
Vodka.
How stupid is that, Jack? We used to order just rounds for the bar.
I remember,
like a white.
Oh, yeah.
Like 30 like 20,
white Russians
like 20
you,
white Russians
and you get oh what I used to do oh,
oh
gosh,
man
not what was a Long Island iced teas
that's
you
my
order
drink.
A round of those you know oh yeah I know exactly what you're talking about. The night I wish I would have been there was the Sebastian Telfair night. That was a legendary night where Sebastian Telfair went to Tailgaters and was telling everybody, I'm not going to Louisville, like during a documentary they were filming on him. Like, he was his official visit. He's like, I'm not coming here. I'm going to the NBA.
By the way, did you see your boy signed a big deal?
Who?
Wandell Robinson.
Oh, with who?
I'll tell you later.
Okay,
on. How about that?
NIL
in the Athletic, yeah.
All right, good for him.
How about that?
Wandell.
We'll talk about that and more. It's the take. It's Wednesday. What is today? Yeah, it is a Wednesday.
It is.
Pat 40 going to join us next here on ESPN 680.